Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Despite the never-ending coverage of the Solyndra Solar Company bankruptcy, 2012 saw record growth of clean energy in the U.S., reports Maria Gallucci at Inside Climate News. It seemed nearly every major clean energy policy was targeted by prominent conservative groups, which waged campaigns to block renewal of a key production tax credit for wind developers. Long-standing renewable energy standards also came under fire. The carbon cap-and-trade scheme, however, attracted renewed interest as northeastern states found it generating millions in state revenues. California launched the first statewide cap-and-trade program and approved the most aggressive U.S. clean car mandate, requiring 15% of cars sold there to be electric, plug-in hybrid, or hydrogen by model year 2018. 10 more states are gearing to adopt it. California also started the world's first low-carbon fuel standard. For industry backers, though, the biggest story was the rapid growth of the clean energy economy, with a record 3,200 megawatts of solar capacity installed and record growth in wind energy. The most important clean energy development was the rise of creative renewable financing schemes in the states. In 2012, clean energy was a winner. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.